Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I'll be in heaven in 48 hours. Either literally or figuratively.
I'm excited for you.
Branson.
West Virginia?
Yep.
I know how much you love it down there in your tried and true resort. You have fun.
You've been there. It's a nice resort.
It is.
It's lovely. They rebuilt the beach according to photos I just saw the other day.
Have you ever considered going to a...
I've tried, Sam. I've tried.
Have you ever considered going... Would you ever?
No. My brother said the same thing today. He goes, why don't you go somewhere else?
Going to Mexico City, and it's an incredibly cosmopolitan city.
Is there a beach there?
Food scene.
Is there a beach in Mexico City?
Well, no.
Okay, then it's out.
Non-starter. Non-starter.
I have zero interest in ever going to Mexico City. You couldn't pay me to go there.
Why not?
There's no beach.
Oh.
It's very simple.
Okay.
Haley Joel Osment is apologizing after aiming an anti-Semitic slur at a police officer during his arrest last week.
I saw that.
At a California ski resort. I think it was public intoxication or something like that. Osment apologized for his use of the slur in a statement shared with People magazine after his arrest surfaced the day prior. Quoting here, and I'll give him credit, he owns his mistake. I am absolutely horrified by my behavior. Had I known I used this disgraceful language in the throes of a blackout, I would have spoken up sooner. The past few months of loss and displacement have broken me down to a very low emotional place, but that is no excuse for using this disgusting word. From the bottom of my heart, I apologize to absolutely everyone that this hurts. What came out of my mouth was nonsensical garbage. I let the Jewish community down, and it devastates me. I don't ask for anyone's forgiveness, but I promise to atone for my terrible mistake.
Okay, now that is an apology that doesn't suck like most of them do.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? What was the word?
I don't even want to know.
Story doesn't. He called the officer a Nazi and later hurled an anti-Semitic slur about Jewish people, but it doesn't say what the slur was.
Well, then we don't know. Okay.
Well, it would not be repeated on this program anyway. And, you know, he did what you're supposed to do. I did this. I acknowledge it. I'm horrified. I will do better. I'm not even asking for forgiveness. That's how you do it.
Oh.
Is he the first one ever to just flat out apologize?
No.
I mean usually it's, I am a man of faith.
Did he work after I See Dead People?
He was in... The Sixth Sense and Forrest Gump. I don't remember him in Forrest Gump, though. And he is in a
he's
movie.
He's Little Forrest.
Oh, is he? Okay. He's in a show or a movie called Blink Twice. Are you familiar with
that? That's with Channing Tatum, I believe. Newer movie.
Okay.
He just came out.
He's in that movie.
All right. Did you hear the knife wielding?
Before we go on.
Yeah.
When he was being detained and arrested, apparently.
He said, do you know who I am?
Yep.
Yeah. It's bad.
And he tried to get on a ski lift with his helmet on backwards, apparently.
Okay. How drunk do you have to be that your helmet is on backwards?
Yeah.
I can't see.
Where's the visor?
Yeah.
My God.
I'm not laughing.
He probably needs to go to rehab and get his life straight.
This is what happens when you imbibe too much.
I'm well aware.
Did you hear that the knife-wielding United States citizen who was shot dead after hijacking a plane in Belize is from Missouri?
Oh, really? He wasn't just knife-wielding. I believe he stabbed three people.
The man was aboard a Tropic Air plane carrying 14 passengers and two crew members. En route from Corozal, a small town near Belize's border with Mexico, to the popular tourist destination of San Pedro. The plane flew in erratic circles in the airspace, for nearly 2 hours as the mid-air drama unfolded. A police helicopter then tailed the aircraft before it eventually landed. You're right, Scott. The hijacker stabbed three people on board, including the pilot and a passenger, who shot Taylor with a licensed firearm as the plane landed. Upon landing, the injured pilot, passengers, and Taylor were rushed to the hospital. The hijacker succumbed to his gunshot wounds. So apparently the pilot was one of those that were stabbed?
That's the way I read it.
My God. They're trying to figure out how he got a knife on board.
You still bowling?
No, season's over.
You have seasons?
Well, yeah.
I thought you just bowled for fun.
No, during the winter when it's cold and you can't be outside, that's when bowling season commences.
I see.
When you're as good at bowling as she is, you're in a league.
Thank you, Sam.
Are you the youngest member of your team? Yes.
You know, we're all around the same. Yeah.
Are you?
Bunch of grandmas bowling.
Why are you asking me that?
I have a story here that I think you might find interesting. Are you the youngest member of your bowling team?
I am.
By how many years? 20?
No.
30?
You know, there was a woman one year who was still out there, a golf friend of mine.
She won't answer.
At age 89 was still out there bowling.
Yeah.
You can bowl at any age.
That's true.
92. Bring it.
What are your odds of getting a perfect 300 game?
Oh, I don't know. One in a million.
Wait, a good bowler or Dana's?
It just says the average bowler.
One in a million.
No, it's much lower than that.
Oh, I don't know. Tell me.
It is one in 11,500.
That seems low to me.
Well, for you to get that, you would have to bowl 11,500 games.
I still would not bowl a perfect game. I would just have rotator cuff issues.
And some professors at scientists at MIT and Princeton have worked out. I'm not going to read this whole story. It's going to make my brain hurt. The way you need to roll it, the pins you need to knock to ensure
pocket,
a strike.
The one right in between the first one and the second one.
Okay.
On the left side or the right side?
I prefer the right side.
So, as you're facing the pins or?
As you're facing the pins.
As you're facing the pins. Sorry, I was in bowling in high school.
Ooh. Are you bragging?
No, I'm not.
Captain of the bowling team?
No, I just did it 1 year. I actually got pretty good freshman year. And it's actually studies show, and how it makes any sense, I don't know, because you would think it's the same on either side, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
The honey bucket, the sweet spot.
What?
Is the left side.
Is that what we call that?
I'm looking that up. You're making that up.
It's the left side, right just to the left of that front pin.
I do not spin my ball.
You need to sneak it in there.
I throw it like a shot put.
Spin is better than straight.
It lands with a thud.
Well, okay. It depends on which way the bowling alley is laid out, north, south, east, west, and the spinning of the earth.
What? No, it does not, Dan!
Well, yeah.
Sam, do you know what honey bucket means in slang? Do you have any idea?
I mean, I use it to reference like a good fishing hole.
The honey bucket is the collection of human excrement.
Never heard that one.
That doesn't even make sense to describe that. And why would one collect that in a bucket? Are we in a prison?
Honey bucket is also slang for a Johnny on the spot.
I've
never heard
me?
That.
I'm not making that up at all.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You didn't know that, Dan.
Yeah.
No, you did not.
Of course. Honey bucket. It's a
portable restroom. Look.
That's a disgusting word.
What does a honey bucket do? It is the cleanest portable restroom.
Okay.
I have never heard that in my life.
I've never encountered a clean portable restroom.
Anyway, the sweet spot, studies have shown, where you want to hit it on the pins is the left side, right behind that front
left side.
But you'd have to be left-handed.
Well, that's why some left-handed bowlers tend to have an advantage.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
All right. My father was a left-handed bowler. He's still with us, but he was left-handed when he bowled.
He's still left-handed.
Let me rephrase.
If he still bowls,
he's no longer bowler. Is a bowler. He's still living, but when he bowled, he was left-handed. That still doesn't make sense. You know what I'm saying.
Danny, you're right-handed, right?
I am.
The only right-handed person on the show.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're all southpaws.
Southpaws.
Right.
Soft paws.
My father
tread very quietly.
We use a lot of lotion.
My father was
moisturize.
My father was born right-handed. His older brothers made him be left-handed. They wanted him to do it. And so there's certain things he does with his left hand, but certain things like
let's go ambidextrous.
Normally that it's just nature he does with his right hand.
I do.
So he golfs right-handed, but he drums left-handed.
So I do certain things left-handed, certain things right-handed.
Do you drum left-handed?
No, I drum right-handed.
That's so funny. He drums left-handed.
The only things I do left-handed are eat right.
Eat with the left fork in your left hand?
I cannot eat with a fork in my right hand.
Are you That's serious?
Fancy. It would the be very difficult. Fork? So I eat right, play pool.
Brush teeth?
Left-handed.
That's so weird.
But I throw right-handed. I would bowl right-handed.
Golf?
Right-handed on the five times I've done it. I box left-handed.
Okay. If you said to me I had to eat a meal with my left hand, and I'm talking to all you people that are right-handed that broke your right arm at some point, I don't think I'd be able to do it. It would jack with my brain.
When I was living somewhere else, we went skiing one winter, and I broke my thumb on my left hand.
Oh.
I was flying upside. I went off a little snow ramp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was flying upside down through the air. When I came to rest, my thumb bent all the way back to my wrist.
Oh.
I mean, it was baroque. And so they had this gigantic cast, and my thumb was immobilized. And so for about 6 weeks, I had to write right-handed. It was almost impossible. Like, I'll write my name. You know I have very good handwriting.
Yeah.
Right? So there's my name written left-handed, okay?
Okay.
Here it is right-handed. It's going to look like somebody who is drunk.
Oh, yeah. Well, everyone, when asked to write with your other... That's so funny to watch you do that with your right hand. But if you asked me to write with my left hand, I couldn't either.
That's what it looks like.
It's just interesting to me. You throw with your right hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that, to me, says biologically you're not really left-handed.
I can't, huh? I can't write right-handed. I can't eat right-handed. I could never play pool right-handed.
So you're ambidextrous.
I guess so.
Yeah. It's okay. You can embrace that.
I do.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Do you embrace it in a honeypot?
Wouldn't anybody? 913-586.
What if it's a honey bucket?
Sam, well, you weirdo.
Honey bucket.
This is quite the ride on the honey wagon.
Okay. All right, guys. All right. So we have this story here. It is, we rarely read from press releases, but it's just out. A Kansas City resident attending college in Boston has been arrested and made his initial court appearance today in federal court in Massachusetts, facing federal charges related to an arson at a Tesla business in Kansas City, Missouri. Owen McIntyre, 19 years old, is charged with one count of unlawful possession of an unregistered destructive device, and one count of malicious damage by fire in interstate commerce. Oof. 19 years old, goes to college in Boston. The cyber trucks that were destroyed had sale prices of $105,000 and $107,000.
Oh, they're not cheap.
They're expensive?
It's my understanding they were Molotov cocktailed.
I believe that is correct. What was this guy doing here?
He's
visiting
a student,
mom and dad,
presumably home for break or whatever, because he's a college student in Boston, but from Kansas City.
Yep, used a Molotov cocktail allegedly. Wow, these are federal charges. Right. Bye bye.
Listen to this story: a 63-year-old woman, God bless her, was seriously injured in Kansas City after she drove her car into a construction zone. At KCI, follow me here, and threw a hole in the interstate.
I'm sorry.
Listen, the Missouri State Highway Patrol says just before 9 o'clock last night, emergency crews were called to I-29 and Mexico City Avenue. That's always where you go to get off.
Right.
But I think right now it's closed. When they got there, they found a 63-year-old Platte City woman had been driving a 2016 Ford Flex north on the interstate. When she traveled into a construction zone, she continued in the far right lane where crews had recently removed part of the road.
Oh, God.
despite multiple warning signs. Troopers indicate that the driver hit piles of concrete that had been removed from the hole before she drove into the hole itself.
Is she alive?
She is critically, critically injured.
Mm. This is from Fox 4. A Kansas City father and son have been charged in connection with a fatal dog mauling that took place last year. You remember this
Good.
Case? This is the case of, let me get his name in here. It'll come to me as soon as I see it.
God bless him. That's the awful case where
Chris,
the guy...
Chris Culbertson, I think.
The guy was on the bicycle and was mauled over 20 god-awful story.
I don't see the... yeah, there it is. Chris Culbertson, 46 years old. John Thibault the second and John Thibault Sr., both facing one count of first-degree involuntary manslaughter and one count of second-degree assault in connection with the death of 46-year-old Chris Culbertson. Jackson County prosecutor... Melissa Johnson announcing the charges today. Quoting here from the prosecutor, owning animals comes with the responsibility of properly securing them. When owners neglect their duty to maintain adequate fencing or ignore warning signs of aggression, they put innocent lives at risk and face serious criminal charges.
Good.
The dogs were chased away by police officers using air horns and sirens, and they fled through gaps in a chain link fence to John Thibault the second's yard. The fence was improperly installed, allowing dogs to enter and exit the yard as they wanted. And apparently, according to this story from the Daily Mail out of the UK, 70 is the new 50.
Really?
Huh.
I'd like to sit with 50 for a while, please.
Boomers are being urged to work well into retirement age after research by the International Monetary Fund rejoiced that 70s are the new 50s.
Okay.
A World Economic Report by the institution noted a sharp rise in the silver economy with people aging healthier. The report, compiled from data from 41 countries, revealed a person who was 70 in 2022 had the same cognitive ability as a 53-year-old in 2000.
Really? You know what it is? Sudoku.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. It goes on to say, in addition, better health is also associated with later retirement, working more weeks per year. Better health.
Yeah. Later retirement. They've done studies on this, Scott, that when you retire, you tend to decline. You do have some mental decline when you are not doing tasks that engage your brain every day. That's why I mentioned Sudoku. Sudoku?
I believe it's Sudoku. But working more weeks per year is also good for your cognitive health. Dana said off mic,
I'd rather be dumb.
It's a real thing, having purpose. You don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah, that's right. I'll be darned. 70 is the new 50. All right.
And nobody can afford to retire anymore.
That's partially true, yes.
Debbie Downer over there. We have Festivus Friday coming your way in 30 minutes. The airing of the grievances. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Wait a minute. Say that again.
Well, we had all been reading the story all day today about charges in the Molotov cocktail throwing at the Tesla dealership. And I hate to make this about gender, but I will. I had just assumed that an arsonist, generally, unless you're Deborah Green, is a man.
Well, especially if the name is Owen.
Her name is Owen. And it is a she. There's a photo on Channel 41's website. Federal prosecutors announced charges against 19-year-old Parkville teen, Parkville, Owen McIntyre. She's charged with one count of unlawful possession of an unregistered destructive device.
Read the story farther. I think Owen just looks like a girl.
In court documents as a Molotov cocktail and one count of malicious damage of fire by any property used in interstate commerce. According to court documents, investigators were able to develop subject vehicle, white Subaru Crosstrek, in the area of the dealership on State Line Road. They also used cell phone records to place McIntyre in the area at the time of the incident. They were able to track the vehicle and cell phone back to an address in Parkville.
Read the next paragraph.
Court documents say that although McIntyre was studying at an Institute of Higher Learning in Massachusetts, he was back in Kansas City at the time of the Tesla incident on spring break.
Let's just stop using pronouns before we step in it any further.
I understand.
Sounds like a good use of the term they.
They were back in town.
Yes.
From school for yes. spring for
okay
spring break.
Yep.
They were.
Yep.
They have been charged.
They have.
In federal court.
How does that shoe rubber taste?
Okay. We should not make stereotype judgments when someone is arrested and charged and they happen to have a name that seems more female than male or male than female. Did I tell you I met another Dana the other day?
Deflect.
No, my name could be male or female.
Yes, but Owen can't. Owen's pretty male.
No, Owen could be female.
I've never met an Owen that's a female.
So you met another Dana the other day.
I met another Dana the other day, and I had the most delightful morning with her. And it's so rare that you meet a Dana. There's not a ton of us.
Wait, what?
Thank God.
No, I'm just saying. I don't even know that I've ever met another Dana. Like, I know there are other Danas out there, but I don't know that I know another one. Now I know another one.
You know a guy named Dana.
Carvey?
No, you talked about him on the show one time. You were sitting next to him at the bar.
Oh, a local limo driver. I did not know him, but we had a mutual friend.
Gotcha.
And a name.
Yeah.
Mutual name.
You see, you guys don't even know what it would be like to live in that world because you're Sam and Scott.
What are you talking about? I have the most common name on the planet.
That's what I'm saying. You don't know what it's like to be like, oh my gosh, I found another one of my name because you're surrounded by them.
But nobody names their kids Scott anymore.
They should. I still like Scott. It's Thank a you. Very solid, salt of the earth kind of name.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Sam
I,
can also
I,
be
I, we,
used
them
for...
appreciate that kind word.
I got paired up with her on the golf course, and the funniest story, our pro said to her, I'm gonna sign you up with Dana. And she goes, I am Dana. Mm. And he goes, no, Dana Wright. And she goes, that's not my name. And he goes, no, Dana, there's another Dana. And she goes, oh. And we got paired together. We had a blast.
Well, I'm very happy for you.
I know. There's another one of us.
I, we, them live next door to a guy named Scott. So my neighbor's name is Scott.
That is a transitioning
name. I heard
I heard what you just said off the air. And yes, I agree. That's why I suggested we use... non-specific pronouns.
When one is going to say those things to Sam in private, make sure that one's co-host does not have his microphone open. Stop.
I'm not saying a thing.
Okay.
Arson is bad. We're moving on.
All right.
Do not go throwing Molotov cocktails.
Amen.
And vehicles, allegedly.
Okay. I, we, them is moving on, and I'm going to read a different story. An elementary school teacher in Kentucky has been arrested after she allegedly hit a pedestrian with her car on the way to work and then left the scene on Wednesday morning. Police say the pedestrian was left with life-threatening injuries. This is not funny. And the teacher, 29-year-old Jamie Caldwell, drove away. Police say that at approximately 6:45 in the morning, officers responded to the scene of a collision. I'm not going to give you the roads. It doesn't matter. It's in Kentucky. According to the arrest citation, the driver fled the scene, but police quickly found the vehicle at Glendover Elementary School, where Ms. Caldwell had arrived for work. Oh, God. Officers say she reeked of alcohol. Not only did she fail a field sobriety test, her blood alcohol level was 0.278.
How's she not dead?
That is more than three times the legal limit. The citation says that Caldwell admitted to drinking the night before and reported taking prescription anxiety, depression, and blood pressure medications earlier in the morning. You don't drink the night before.
Yeah, no. No. It's the blood pressure meds. No, it's not.
I've been around a bottle in my life. You don't drink the night before and wake up with a 0.278. You just don't. Because that would mean the night before you were much higher than that and you would be dead.
All right. Did you know what they're hosting this week in Liberty, Missouri? We might have to bring this back next week, Sam. Today, I happened to be at Play It Again Sports on 135th. And I walked in. They're very helpful. Got what I needed. But on the way out, I noticed right when you walk into the left, Scott, there is an entire section. And I don't mean like spring is here. You go to Walmart and you buy a Frisbee. There is an entire section. Think hundreds.
This is what Play It Again Sports?
Hundreds of Frisbees. And one of them had a sign over it that I didn't understand. Like a professional looking sign. And I was like, what in the Sam Hill is going on here? I didn't know there was that much demand for a Frisbee. A Frisbee is something you have in your garage.
Well, Frisbee golf has, with the younger set has kind of taken off.
Okay, so listen to this.
Wait, are you about to tell me that you just discovered disc golf?
Kansas City Disc Golf.
Oh, my.
Has staged the Kansas City Wide Open for 43 years. But for the first time ever right now, it is a Disc Golf Pro Tour Elite Series event.
Yes.
Did you know about this?
Yeah, disc golf is like, it's not a small thing.
Well, I didn't know it was like, there's like a huge global tournament going on in Liberty, big thing.
With the youngins, it's very trendy.
I've been DGing for years.
Oh, wow. You can even buy inside, this is where I figured out those were disc golf Frisbees and not Frisbee Frisbees. But number one, I didn't understand the language
They're
surrounding
really
them.
They're really heavy. If you try to catch that, it's going to hurt.
And number two, right to the left, Sam, you can buy a receptacle, you know,
the net?
The net.
Yeah,
but it's metal, but yes.
It's made out of chains.
It is, with a basket.
And that's why it's heavy, because you're aiming, the Frisbees are heavier.
Do you call them Frisbees?
They're discs.
Discs, yes.
Okay.
That's why you DG with the discs.
Right. You really just say DG?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I think you can like drop some coin on these things.
Can the two of us please stop trying to sound hip?
Okay.
With me saying DG and you saying coin?
Coin probably, is not hip. Everyone knows what coin means.
I think I have like 15 discs.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
So, I am not. A variety of putters, a variety of mid-range,
what's
a variety
a putter?
Of fairway drivers, and a
okay,
variety of drivers.
Okay, that was the word. It said fairway driver,
yeah.
And I was there for golf reasons, and yeah. I thought, who calls it a fair? It's a wood. It's not a fairway driver. I guess you could call it that. And then I looked down, and there were Frisbees.
They are. Discs, yes. It's frothing. You know, there's a bunch of different names.
I've heard of Frolf.
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 Okay.
Frisbee golf.
So you have a mid, what do you call it?
Frolf. There's drivers.
That's the one you
there's fairway drivers.
You flip first.
There's mid-range.
Okay.
And then there's putters.
So sticking with the trying to sound hip.
You couldn't come up with your own lingo. You had to steal lingo from another sport.
How many?
It's literally called disc golf. It's a variation of another sport.
How many Benjamins do you think you've dropped on your frolfing?
Well, you know, it really wasn't that many dead presidents because I buy the discount ones.
Okay.
I see.
The Disc Golf Pro Tour Elite is in town.
You can go into different disc golf stores, and they have a policy where if you are at a course and you find a lost disc, typically it will have a phone number on the back. You take it to a store. That store will call and call and call, and if nobody ever answers to come claim their disc, they put it up on the shelf at a discount.
From the text line, disc golf was...
Shouldn't we be worried about what happened to the owner of said disc?
Disc golf was the first annoying sport. Now it's pickleball. They are both the vegans of the sports world.
Right. No, they are not. And by the way, you could play disc golf during COVID. That's probably where we saw a resurgence, Sam. Good for you, Liberty. I had no idea.
Do you want a froth?
I do not.
That sounded dirty, didn't it? Would you like to froth?
No, I'm good. But you know what? If it gets you out and it gets you exercise and it gets you in the sunshine, mm-hmm. I am all for it.
Now, I'm not legit enough to have one of those cool disc golf bags. They make special backpacks where
Nerd.
They line all the discs up.
Okay,
and you can
this is getting out of hand.
Flip through them and pick which one you need.
This is too much. This is too
I just
much.
Use a drawstring bag.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday coming your way in 13 minutes here on Dana and Parks. was just scrolling through Facebook a minute ago, and I saw a map. And it was a map of the United States with every county shown, you know, in every state. And it said the 50 drunkest counties in America. And to be drunkest, obviously you know what drunk means, but the criteria was you either have to binge drink or drink very heavily almost on a daily basis.
And all 50 are in Wisconsin?
41 of the 50 are in Wisconsin.
What?
41 yep. out of 50. All of them are in the Midwest.
Wait a minute. Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. Yes. They're big boozers up there.
In fact, the top, and they only list the top five, are all in Wisconsin.
Wow.
With the highest percentage of adults who report binge or heavy drinking.
It's almost like a point of pride, almost.
41.
Yep. I will say this.
Out of 50.
My daughter and her four best friends had the moms all up to a lake cabin way up in Wisconsin, like almost to Canada, right? We had so much fun at this little lake house. We've been twice. One of the things I did not know, because a few years ago, my daughter was 18. All of the girls were. They were seniors when we went. We get to Wisconsin. You are allowed to drink beer with your child in Wisconsin.
You can do that here.
Because I had never seen, like, my daughter just order a beer, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess we're doing that. And my girlfriend said, it's completely legal here. And I was like, what?
Wisconsin, the entire state, so green means most sober counties, right? Red and purple are the drunkest counties. Look at Wisconsin. There is not a single county that isn't either red or purple. Not a single county.
Okay, but
they have the best drivers too.
Do you end up just moving there because you know it's a boozy place? I thought I knew like Green Bay like to drink on football game
it's
days,
literally part of the culture.
Huh.
It's like smoking in California.
Some of the other states with a lot of red, Montana's got a lot of red, North Dakota's got a lot of red, Colorado's got quite a bit of red. Would you care to guess the two greenest states?
Probably Utah.
Utah is definitely very green. The next one might surprise you.
Like New Hampshire or something?
New Mexico.
New Mexico.
And Oklahoma and Arkansas and Mississippi and Alabama are the, and West, a lot of West Virginia, is green.
Well, they're just lying.
Well, they're on meth.
Wow.
Was that the state that had that? Meth.
No, that's South Dakota. No,
we're on it.
That's South Dakota.
Meth, I'm on it.
I'm on meth.
I'm on it, too.
Which is actually a very depressing commercial.
No, actually, it was supposed to be uplifting, like that we're on it, meaning we're on the problem, yeah. But it just sounds like a string of people back-to-back saying they're on it.
Because they are on it. That's why they had to make the commercial.
A swing and a miss.
Yeah. Great state motto.
A 31-year-old New York City woman has died after an unlicensed surgeon botched a procedure to remove her butt implants.
Did you hear this, Scott?
The victim, 31-year-old Maria Penaloza from Queens, New York, went into cardiac arrest and was declared brain dead after a man posing as a plastic surgeon attempted to remove her buttocks implants. Felipe Ferrando.
How do you end up going to a surgeon that isn't a surgeon?
You want a discount?
Was this in the garage of his house?
You walk down to the river. You look for a van.
Because he would not have had privileges at a hospital.
He did not.
God bless her, but man.
He's been arrested, charged with second-degree assault and unauthorized practice of a profession.
I can understand faking your way through a lot of professions. Medicine isn't one of them.
A lot of very important veins down there.
Is that true in your buttocks?
Around your hips, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Q39, get your Q fix today, Q39KC.com, brings you Festivus Friday. The lines are open, all of them. So get in early. This is the best time to get in. We have cleared every single line. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. We will get to your grievances in just a moment. Here on Dana and Parks, right after the news with Dan Weinbaum in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.